Hello, friends. This is We Have Thoughts, back here with our new episode of Season 2. We are reviewing Citizen Kane. Came out in 1941, rated PG, directed by Orson Welles, screenplay by Herman J. Mankiewicz and Orson Welles. What other awards did it receive?
It was nominated for 9 Oscars. Wow. The only one it won was for original screenplay. This is 1942 Oscars. It was nominated for Best Picture. The winner that year was How Green Was My Valley.
I don't even know. Very green.
I don't even know what that is. Best Actor nominee for Orson Welles. Best Director nominee for Orson Welles. Blessed?
It is a blessed
best
film.
Best.
You be blessed.
Best Black and White Cinematography. Best Art Direction. Best Sound. Best Film Editing. And Best Score of a Dramatic Feature.
It did have a great score. Every time it like switched scenes and was showing different things, I was like dancing in my seat.
She really was.
Like how? Can you turn me again?
I'm gonna GIF it so you guys can see it.
Because I'm not wearing a bra, so they're just bad. Oh.
That's exactly what our viewers want to know.
I mean,
viewers, that's you're welcome.
That's exclusive.
Wait,
content.
Viewers?
If we had
listeners,
if we had a Patreon, that's what would be on the Patreon.
GIFs of us shaking it. Woo!
Subscribe to our Patreon and give us some money, and you can see me dancing with no bra on.
People pay for weird stuff, honey.
It's true.
They really do.
It's true.
Anna, what is our synopsis?
Okay, this is written on the fly, so hopefully it's not terrible. Newspaper tycoon Charles Foster Kane whispers the word rosebud right before he dies. A reporter is tasked with decoding the word, hoping it will explain Kane's lavish lifestyle. Through his investigation, Kane's life is revealed to us, piecing together the puzzle pieces of a man's life.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. So, had anyone heard about this previous to this?
This movie is widely considered one of the best movies of all time. So, if you are a cinephile in any degree, you know what this movie is. Mm-hmm. Maybe not what it's about. Or who's in it, but you are aware of its, like,
you've heard the reputation. Word Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
And probably Rosebud before.
Actually, I hadn't. Just the movie. So that was interesting. But this is the first time we'd all seen it, right? Or you had seen it?
No, I hadn't.
No. Oh, it was the first time watch for everybody.
Did anybody know the ending?
No.
No.
I had no plot details other than, like, journalism.
That was about it. Once it was towards the end of the movie, I was like, oh, I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah,
But I didn't, there's still the whole movie, I was like, but what is it then? I'm confused.
Right,
yeah. Also, this is Crystal, by the way, if we didn't introduce ourselves.
This is Joy.
And this is Anna.
You should know us by now. We're hopefully friends.
Unless you're new, then hi, welcome.
Hi, new friends.
If you're new, catch up.
And subscribe to our Patreon so you can get gifts of Anna shaking it.
Never going to happen.
No, we're doing it right now.
I'm like blushing right now.
Oh my god!
And it's just my
this
two
is
best
the most attention she's ever gotten in the last like
that's
year.
That's not true.
In the last year, I don't know.
We give her all. The
well, you've been flirting with. Was it at Whole Foods or Central Market?
Oh yeah.
There was someone. You yeah. There was some cashier that you were like, ooh, they were cute. But you were like, oh, I'm not gonna flirt with them because I don't know how to do that.
I literally don't remember that.
Yes, it was one of the first times we were recording. I remember you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I went to either Whole Foods or Central Market.
Probably Central Market.
Yeah, and you were like, "There was this really cute cashier." It was when we just moved here because it was a new one that you went to.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to go back and listen because I do not remember. But yeah, that is like me to just put my head down and just hand them the money and don't look at me, please, because if you look at me, I'm gonna die.
Look at her. Look at her.
No,
look
not
her.
You. Him.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling hypothetical him wherever he's at.
So if you see Anna on about, look at her.
Look at her.
If you do, I'll punch you in the face. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a violent person.
She would do that either, actually.
I'd just run away.
She would just run away. Like she, even if she hadn't paid me yet, she'd be like, and just run.
Yeah.
With all her groceries. So I was really interested to see this because, like you said, it's on most people's, like, top films to see before you die best films ever or whatever. But I had no idea what it was about past journalism.
I did know that, like, this is Orson Welles' first feature film.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally doing the most. And he got all the awards.
He directed. He acted. He wrote it. It's like Bradley Cooper all over again.
A few weeks. So, fun fact, this was supposed to be our second episode, but because Citizen Kane was hard to find and actually sit down and watch, it's happening now. So, a few weeks ago when I was having some sleepless nights, I was like, oh, I can't fall asleep. So I got out my computer and my notebook and I started taking notes on Orson Welles. Interesting man, interesting life. And like you said, this was his first film. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in 1934, he made his Broadway debut playing Tybalt in Romeo and Juliet.
Really?
And that is where he met a man named John Houseman, and he was the director of the Negro Theater Unit, and he invited Welles to join him. And from there, the next year, at 20 years old, Orson Welles adapted and directed a version of Macbeth called Voodoo Macbeth, set in a mythical land that resembled Haiti. I was going to say Haitian, but it's Haiti. I skipped a line. Haiti, circa the early 1800s. The cast was entirely African-American. Haitian voodoo replaced the Scottish witchcraft, and the production went on a national tour with a two-week stop here in Dallas at the Texas Centennial Exposition at Fair Park.
Wow.
Doing the most.
In 1935 or 6.
Wow.
An all-African production of Macbeth.
Nice. That's good.
Right?
Very interesting.
Also, how successful? Damn.
Yeah, and then from there, he went into radio where he
very
got...
Very accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he had a lot of success, and that's where he and John Houseman created the Mercury Theater Project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was produced this film, and mm-hmm. it's their work from there, where they did a seven-week series to adapt Les Mis, and they did... what was the big one? They did... War of the Worlds. That's what he was most famous for before this.
Yeah.
That's what I knew. I was like, what is the title that clicks with him? But I couldn't remember.
And in War of the Worlds, they did special news bulletins in the story. And people thought they were real news bulletins and thought Martians were attacking. And it became such a thing that even Hitler mentioned it in a speech.
No way.
Yeah. And they were like, it's just a radio show.
It's funny, like, before, this is like years ago, Zac Efron was in a movie called Me and Orson Welles. And I was like...
With Claire Danes.
Oh, yeah, that is Claire Danes. And he plays, like, an actor who's in the Mercury Theater or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I forgot Orson Welles? Like, I knew that name was famous mm-hmm. at the time, but I was like, I don't know why I'm supposed to care. The movie was awful. But I was like, why do I care about this movie? But anyways, yeah, that's my first, like, inkling of who he is.
Through Zac Efron.
Yeah, that horrible movie.
That was the first movie he sang in since, after leaving High School Musical, or after High School Musical was done.
No, it was Hairspray, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The big production of Hairspray.
I completely blanked that out.
I mean, weren't we in Hairspray?
We were.
We were in the movie.
We were so famous. We were in the movie. Look for
so
us.
So famous.
If you blink, you'll literally miss us.
We're the two like brown girls in the back.
Oh, yeah.
My boob that was in that TV show that we recorded for.
Your boob and your shoulder. Separate
my shoulder. And your elbow. Was it your elbow?
Sure.
You're something. Some of yours.
How tall was that apple box you were standing on?
Pretty tall. It was amazing.
What's it like being tall?
I mean, it's cold.
Further to fall.
So, anyways, I like the title font.
That was the first thing I said to you. She goes, oh, I already wrote that down.
Yeah. Because I had to rewatch a portion of it because I was really tired last night after work. And so when I was watching it, I was like, I'm not fully focused. And then I fell asleep. So I rewatched it today, which I'm so glad I rewatched it because I caught so many things because mm-hmm. I was like, not asleep.
Amazing what happens when you're awake.
When you pay attention. Wow. The beginning where it has all those shots of Xanadu, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Xanadu? It looked like, it's funny, we were just talking about Disney princesses, but it looked like the beginning to a classic Disney movie from like the 30s or
40s. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the beginning of Sleeping Beauty or Snow White. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. I was like, did I put the wrong movie on? What am I doing? It was really interesting how they did it. So I guess just like movies back then just looked like that. That's what I'm going to assume. They're very strategic lighting choices. It was very smart. You can see this is all well thought out, well crafted. It's definitely an Oscar movie. Because like when he was in the vault, when the reporter was in the vault and he was reading the few pages of whatever, he could see.
That's what I was reading. I wrote it was that down the light. Too. Coming in from the top window, shining in. It was beautiful.
And then towards the end of it, where... Kane is running for governor and what's his name? Getty guy like confronts him. Kane steps into the light when he's like, oh, I'm going to fight you back for this.
First of all, that entire scene with his wife and this... I love how they put her in quotes, the singer.
Yes, I don't...
That pissed her off.
I was like, the singer. So that's rude.
You don't think she's a singer?
You're insinuating shit?
I mean, she isn't.
I mean, she's not. But
they knew.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, the entire scene with them is very well... acted, well written, well paced.
It's well staged.
It's well staged
because obviously it's in a very small room and you have four people that you got to play off of, and it just
it's so good.
It was great.
I was very impressed by
for this being when I think I knew beforehand that this was his first movie, but I didn't remember until afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Right? Because he done
the lighting choices. Some of those shots were so beautiful.
Because he had done like shorts prior to that, like two shorts or something.
Yeah.
Like a TV appearance, but this is it.
But like the reflection of him dancing at the party in the window.
In the window.
And then there was another one. There was another reflection shot. I can't remember. But I'm watching it going, this is so. I feel like the direction of this and the cinematography of it was so advanced.
Yeah
it's so modern.
It was way before its time in that.
Yeah.
And like all of those actors were, you know, they're people from the Mercury Theater or whatever. And
I love that we're at the end.
Yeah, I was like,
we watched it on TCM.
Yeah.
So they had a little bit out of it at the end that they were like, and these are the actors from our company that we use. They're most of them are first time actors. And I was like, wow, that's really impressive. And what a good platform for him to be like, I have my shot at my first film and I'm just going to bring in my whole team here.
And it kind of makes sense to what you were saying about the Macbeth thing. He was very innovative, bringing his people into what he...
Way ahead of his time.
Yeah, so that's fantastic.
I know.
And Orson Welles was a babe.
Girl. Yeah.
When you that guys, first shot of him younger, I was like, I pause it, I go, hold up.
I was like, what does he look like? Hold on, let me...
Because his IMDb picture is not flattering.
Well, he's like an old guy in that picture, right? Yeah.
I just pictured Orson Welles in my head as like an old guy. So when I saw him young, I was like, ah, he all right. But I really can't get that old guy picture out of my head.
Well, yeah.
So I was like, Anna, you okay over there?
I love how, because he said, I forgot what scene it was, but he was like, are you still eating? And he was like, well, I'm still hungry. And I was like, Joy.
Rude.
Oh, and that scene where he writes the, his first editorial. That he wants in. It reminded me so much of The West Wing. And I feel like I've talked about this scene before, but the friendship between the president and his chief of staff, Leo McGarry, where he like writes down Bartlett for president and it on a napkin, and it becomes like a thing and it's framed and it's passed back and forth as like a reminder of we're here to do good and we're here to do this. And he was like, I'm going to take that and I feel it's going to be important one day. I was like, Leo.
And, you know, that's how you can tell that, like, this was the first of its kind, because it's influenced so many things nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much like Rear Window was, you can see the influences.
Yeah.
This is the same type of thing. Also, like, I love the scene transitions.
Yeah.
Were really, really good and very smart.
The story, in the storytelling, too, how he went to one person and that explained one chapter of his life. Yeah. Like, that was so smart.
It was very paced very well.
Yes.
Like, when in and out of flashbacks was really, really smart.
It was like, based more like a novel rather than just like a film.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
because it was different. It was, like, broken down into different chapters.
I was so scared of being, like, bored.
Really?
Me too.
Yes, because...
But I wasn't.
I just had high expectations, or I guess, and I don't know.
I guess I get
it's
that,
black and white. It's
but you like black and white movies.
I do, but I think this has just come from. Oh, I just like cracked all my knuckles.
Oh my god! We're
America heard it, honey.
You're welcome. That's some ASMR for you in this episode. I guess that's a feeling that I've had since I was a little girl and I first heard of this film. I was like that, you know that. I imagined it being like 3 hours long, and I was gonna be bored. It wasn't 3 hours long, you know, and I wasn't bored.
You know what's funny, though, is, like, the current blockbusters are 2+ hours now. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is not a long movie to us anymore.
No,
it's come full circle.
It's just 2 hours
So this
now.
Is like, okay, this is fine. And also, like, I figured that if it's on that many top lists, it has to be good.
It's worth
you know?
A watch.
So I'm not, it's worth a watch. I'm not, if I'm bored, it'll quickly go away. Because whatever the story, the acting, whatever, will keep me in. Also, that's where the gift's from, when he's clapping in the theater.
Yes, that's what I wrote down too. Oh my god, it was so funny.
What
I was like,
thing to say.
he's doing it, it's right there, it is.
I was not expecting this movie to be as funny as it was.
It had its moments, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously it's a drama, but it had its moments.
Like, that's his first, when he first comes into the newspaper, The Inquirer, that whole scene with Mr. Charles, I think his name was, and they're shaking hands, and he's going, Mr. Charles, and he goes, yes, nice to meet you, but he's talking over, like, I was laughing. And then later on in the opera, when her voice coach is, like, trying to coach her, I was dying. It was so funny.
Speaking of the opera, very effective. Like, I took a picture of it, like a screenshot, because I thought it was really cool.
We going to the opera?
Yes. So I literally loved her braid, but she had a headband of pearls, and the pearls went into her braid.
Oh,
I thought that was so cool. I loved the styling of her opera outfit.
Wow.
Small little details like that were really great. Like, yeah, her whole, like, bodice, whatever this is, was really cool, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was super, super intricate, and I really liked it.
When they were writing this, they based it off of William Randolph Hearst.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Hearst did not like it. He did not like that he was used as the inspiration. He did not like the movie. And he tried hard to get it to bomb. So he called Orson Welles a communist. And because of his power and influence, he convinced theaters to limit the showings.
Oh.
And so this was not a box office success because of that.
Dang. You know what's funny is I feel like a lot of these movies, with the time that they're released, for various reasons, are not commercial successes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's with time that they gain a following and appreciation and all kinds of stuff. Like,
and I think you'll see that with, like, movies that have happened nowadays that we're like, oh my God, that movie was amazing. Why isn't everyone watching it? But in, like, 10, 20 years, people will look back and be like...
What do you think of Oscars this year? Like, the fact that so many of them were commercially successful is very rare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, usually it's Oscar fair and no one sees them, so whatever. Yeah. But, like, this is the first year in a long time... Sorry, Oscar talk. But so many people have seen as much of the movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's very fitting for an Oscar type of film.
Which was kind of helpful because it made our jobs a little less hard.
I know. We didn't have to go and find so many movies in such a short amount of time.
You know, the phrase when someone says, I thought you'd see it my way, makes me want to punch someone. Mm. He says that to the Italian coach or teacher.
Mm. Yeah. And when he's trying to, like, get him to.
He says something to him. And he's like, I thought you'd see it my way. And I was like, ugh, I don't like that.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's coming from someone with a lot of power and influence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which is interesting to see the trajectory of his life. Because when he's young, he's like idealistic. I'm going to do things with the newspaper. I'm going to help out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And even when he's, like, running for governor and he's saying, I'm going to get those, like, greedy ass people out of there. I'm like, well, he's rich, too. But
yeah,
I mean, I guess he's not going about it the way the other people are. So you just kind of, like, see him break down, and then by the time he gets to his second wife, it's nothing about her. It's completely about him.
And I think it's because he remembers where he came from.
Yeah.
He remembers growing up in that little house.
Yeah. A little shack, basically.
Yeah.
Also, how shitty for that to be, like, he grew up there, and then they're just going to send him off.
Well, because I get under the impression that she thinks maybe that, like, he would get a better education with him,
right?
He would have a better life
and better life, and the father obviously didn't seem like a good guy.
I wrote what do you think? His father was abusive.
I think so,
probably, because he was talking about hitting him,
and then she goes, that's exactly why.
Want you here.
So that's why I think maybe she was like, you know what, you'll get an education. Plus, it was not out of the norm for them to send their kids to get educated.
Yeah,
like, that was normal.
But so, she was sending him so far away, and with I didn't quite...
A stranger.
I think I, like, zoned out a little bit. I was looking at my phone or something. But I didn't quite understand his role in it. Yeah.
So he's in charge of the trust up until he turns 25.
Yeah.
So he's just...
But where did he come in? Because I remember them saying something about borders.
Okay, so they found oil underneath their house. So she's signing and saying...
There, like, we go. Yeah, that's what I was missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they found oil underneath the house. And so she's like, yeah, here's my land. Sign the papers, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, stipulations for him because he's a child, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not until he's 25 can he really have all of it.
Can he really have it? So although, that was the whole thing.
Which 25 feels old for that time.
But I'm okay with that.
No, me too. Yeah, 18 is too young.
18 is too young. 21 to be handling that much money is still too young.
I guess
young.
Because after that, you're out of college by that point.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes more sense,
yeah,
I would think.
I just kind of wish that, like, they would have let, like his mom could have gone with him and just, like, left the dad
there. Well, we're assuming that she didn't visit him, mm-hmm. you know? Like, because all of that is...
He does talk about how he still had fondness for his mother and remained close, like, not remained close, but...
So they didn't show us that, but I'm sure she visited him.
She was mentioned a few times, and then, of course, when he talked about he was going to go see all of her belongings that he has.
That's true.
So he kept her close.
Another thing I really liked was they showing the passage of... I don't know much about when the first time this happened, but the whole thing of them showing the same scene, but the scenery is different, the clothes are different. So you as an audience know that it's a different time. Mm-hmm. It's the passing of time. The whole thing where they're, him and his first wife are on the table.
Yes!
That's really, really great. That entire sequence is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And then the second wife in the mansion, when she's doing the puzzles and they're yelling at each other across the room.
Again, fantastic.
And then she's doing another puzzle in another place. Yeah, that was really great.
And it's not just a puzzle, it changes her rings, her sleeves, of mm-hmm. seeing where she's wearing a different dress, like it's parts of the table are different. So good.
Which,
so good.
I mean, I feel for her. He was a jackass to her, but she, oh my god, all she did was yell. I was like, can you,
her voice, her, the pitch of her voice was a little annoying.
Can you just turn it down a little?
Also, like, side note, if I lived in a house that big, I would, like, have my entire family live with me.
Right? Why would I want to be in such a giant place?
Like, all my family, myself? all y'all's family.
Yes, girl.
It would be like
go.
A hotel, because there's Fuck no yeah. way I could live in a house that big. First of all, I never would. But if I did, I would have all my family
But
there.
He did say, like, you know, at any given time, there's 50 of your friends here, and there's probably still some people. If you
maybe just the way
more.
It was shot in the room that she's in, it feels so big so and empty because there's echoing.
And they
Their
did
voices
it
are
that,
echoing, so it feels like empty.
Yeah, that was one of the only shots where you get more of a pan of the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not as close. And every other shot, they're like medium or close-up shots.
Yeah.
But that's the only one where you mm-hmm. really get to see the full
even
view.
In the end where they're in her room, it's all close. He's in mm-hmm. a room where he's walking down the hallway. All mm-hmm. that's super close. First of all... Oh my god, in the huge mansion in Xanadu, like, he's as tall as the fireplace.
Yes!
That's nuts.
A lot of low ceilings, which makes me wonder if he was just extremely tall. I'm going to look that up, how tall he was, because I'm wondering if he was...
I don't know.
...just a tall man, and he was just close to a lot of
ceilings.
I would
imagine, because an average man is relatively tall. I mean...
But there were some short-ass ceilings. Especially in, like, The Inquirer. I noticed it a lot.
The Inquirer seemed like a very small place. All those other men seemed kind of small compared to him and his partner.
Maybe that was the idea.
His friend, Mr. Bernstein, who was later running the company, when he's sitting in that chair, he's so small, and that chair was so big. Yeah. I loved
like a high chair?
Yeah. It was so tall.
Yeah, so also back to Xanadu. Like, so whenever... What is the second wife's name? I forgot. Doesn't matter. So she's leaving.
The singer,
quote unquote. She's leaving, right? And the butler watches her walk away, and she's walking past like an open area, and you see the ocean.
The entire coast of Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were living right on the water. Her name was Susan.
Susan, there you go.
Susan whatever. Alexander Kane. Which I kind of wanted to know more about the accident that killed his first wife and his son. Like, that was just kind of mentioned.
Yeah, they don't talk about it. Maybe
it was a sore subject for him.
Yeah, and I guess there's no one to talk to about it because they're dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of,
through flashbacks, that's another thing too. Yeah. Like, I don't know what first thing was had done a story told in flashbacks, but I think this was a really perfect medium for this story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it fit it very well.
Also, mm-hmm. Did we ever see Mr. Thompson's face, the reporter?
Didn't we see in the beginning? No, we didn't. You're right.
They were always in shadow, and then he was always talking. We were the camera behind him.
Yeah.
Talking to the person. Mm. I don't remember ever seeing
I don't think
his
so.
Because
I think maybe so. In the beginning, but no, it was his person telling him, I want you on the case.
Mm-hmm.
I want you on the story.
And even then, everyone else was in shadows, and he like stepped out and stepped back into
it. I didn't
even
think about that.
So it's almost like we're the ones discovering the story.
Yeah.
Not
with him.
Yeah.
It was really interesting when it cut to that, because like in the beginning... When it has all that...
The news and the...
The newsreel, basically, of
his
life.
What is it, in March? Something in March. I was like, hey, it's March!
It's kind of like... Didn't Vice do that, too?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Actually, I was gonna say that because, and the, not comparing this masterpiece to that piece of trash, but it's just comparable. I can see where he got the idea from.
It's execution of where the idea
execution from trash, but the idea was there. But they did it in a smart way because it was like the newsreel of his life and death, and then mm-hmm. like now we're gonna go report on it.
It was like
but
the when snippets, that happened, and then we already knew when we got to them.
Kind what was
like, idea. Like a what's the beginning of the story?
Like a trailer?
No, like when you're
prologue.
In, prologue, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Which I thought was nice. But I was like, when I was watching that, I was like, that is not what I expected from this film at all. It was like cheesy newsreel. And I was like, oh, okay, there we go. There's the story.
Yeah. So years ago, I don't even remember who it was, but someone spoiled for me that Rosebud was.
Oh, really?
That's yeah. rude. I feel like we shouldn't say it on here so we don't spoil it for
anybody.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah, I no. think, because I think, I don't know how far we are on our notes, but I really think you should watch this movie.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Don't be scared of it because it's black and white. You know, don't be scared of it because it's really old.
It's not
but definitely, boring. Like, be ready to pay attention to it because yes. it's not something it's you can not, watch and be on your phone.
Yeah, it's definitely a pay attention to me type of movie. But it is a great, it's just, it really is a masterpiece in filmmaking.
It's a great precursor to like what cinema has become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great, like the first stepping stone.
If you are a film lover of any kind and you maybe like you want to get into film as a career, it's definitely something you should see. Not that we're have careers in film, but we recognize it enough.
What are we working on?
Yeah. Fingers crossed, man.
So something funny I saw, whenever, Charles first or Kane, whatever, whenever he first went to the Inquirer and they were writing that mm-hmm. first little thing, his pants were up to his chest. He was literally, his pants were like under yeah. his chest, and I was like, sir, I don't think your pants are supposed to be that high. Is that like a choice of style for the time?
It made,
why are your suspenders like up here? You look like you're wearing a bra. Like, I don't understand your choices here.
I feel like you would have been terrified of the lights that they had, because when he had the gas on and the light was the flames, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, fuck no.
I was like, boy, would my be house like, is can you turn not gonna,
but the house would burn down immediately.
You know what else? I just hold on. I don't remember what scene it was, but I think it's when they're in Xanadu towards the end. Mm-hmm. There's like a flash of a bird, and it scared me.
Yes.
What was that about? I was like, why, bird? Why?
We both because they were, because like, I guess because they are living in the Everglades in Florida, so and like had, all the wildlife and
shit. Then he brought in all those exotic animals.
Yeah, because so he had loud. One of each animal.
I just wasn't ready for it.
What? Yeah, it was terrible. High jumps too. Which, my question was, did he do all of that after his wife left, or was that while she was there?
No, I think that's while she was there.
Yeah, I think it was she.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I
just wanted to, because he was trying to give her what he thought she would want, like all the comforts of whatever.
Right.
But that's obviously not what she wanted.
And that's what she was saying, like, you never give me anything
yeah.
that I want or anything worth.
Yeah, because he's like, yeah. don't do this to me. And she's like,
I'm not doing this to you.
This is not about you.
Literally the problem.
Typical men.
Ugh, gross. My notes. I think for all of these really old movies, it's going to be too many men. That's going to be one of my notes on everything.
I think you can just let that one go for this one, though.
No, I know, but I'm just making it. It's history, so that's what it was. I'm lost.
It's okay.
Oh, his Shadow. Friend
Jedediah
was not good at acting drunk. He was so fake drunk. No. I was like, sir, who are you fooling?
It was his first film, right? So he's new.
I guess. So a lot of I'll let him pass. But I was like,
but if he's a theater actor, he should know how to do it.
You should know how to play drunk.
Whatever. It's fine.
Maybe it was his first time ever playing drunk.
Well,
you know.
I mean,
he's in a movie, so what can I say?
And he's in arguably the best movie ever made. So there you go.
Yeah.
He wins, really.
Yeah.
Sorry. So anything else?
Oh, whenever she's like, what? Betty? Carol?
Susan?
Susan! Basic white lady name from the 30s. Yeah, from the 40s. Whenever she's arguing with him, before she divorces him, and they're just arguing in the big hallway space mm-hmm. where she's doing the puzzle, there's a woman yelling for help in the background, and nobody is doing anything.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
When they're at the camping. and shit. Mm-hmm. There's someone yelling in the background.
And they don't do, no one, they don't
flinch. And I'm like, is that normal? Is that what people do when they go camping?
I was very concerned. I forgot
about that. I know. And I was like, I hope she's okay.
I thought like maybe another movie was playing or something. Like, do I have some of this TV on? Because I was in the house.
Did you get on Twitter and some like video popped up?
That's what I thought. I was like, well, someone isn't, someone, what?
No, I was just really concerned. I was like, we're not addressing that. All right. So that's just going to be part of the movie.
Cool.
That's nice.
Okay.
Someone help that lady.
My little nerd came out in the beginning of the movie during the big montage of his life when they were like, they say it's we can't catalog this house. There's too much art and stuff. And I was like, let me do it. I want to get in there. Let me organize it.
Oh my God.
I got a plan. Like, let me start this. And then at the end where they're panning over it all, they do that wide shot before they zoom in.
Zoom in.
I told Joy, I was like, this looks like a city. Like, it looks like...
It looked, oh, it did look, God, like a city. It looked like a cityscape because you have all the boxes, but it just looks like buildings.
And they're all different heights and different piles.
Wow. I was very cool.
It took me a second to realize what we were looking at. And I was like, oh, it looks like a city. Mm-hmm.
That's how much shit he has.
Let me get in there. Let me do it.
No, thank you. I would like to leave that mess to someone else.
Just burn it on.
That'd be the one burning in the furnace. Just get rid of it.
It would be too hot.
Just do in the wintertime, but outside. So, okay. Like, you're cold.
So, instead of buying logs for the fire, I'm just going to burn shit in there. All right.
Well, yeah, we burned those...
I burned my pants.
Those leggings one time. It was amazing.
You burnt your pants?
Yeah, girl. It was so fun.
I got a big hole in them, so I just ripped them up and threw them in the fire, and it was like...
It was beautiful.
It was so cool.
Wow. I'm glad I wasn't here for that.
Crystal and That's dangerous. Crystal and I are maybe a little bit of a pyromania.
Whatever, you love us.
I'm a fire sign, but like I'm gonna leave that to you guys.
What sign is
your
me?
Earth. You're stable and responsible.
And I'm water.
She's
I'm
water.
Emotional.
She's
and unstable.
She's all over the place.
Well, that's accurate.
I'm fire. I'm just very passionate.
Very loud.
What?
There was some thread on Twitter. It was like, describe your zodiac sign but don't name it and see if we can guess.
Oh my God, those are always fun.
And I was reading it and everybody was getting them right on. I was like, you're an Aries, how did you know? Because I am too. They were like,
what was the, oh damn it, say something else so I can find this.
Something else.
What? Oh my God. Bitches.
So
beach
closing arguments,
closing arguments. This is a law
well
case,
your honor
guys.
In summation, this film was excellent.
Where does it fit on your best of films?
Does it get on your list of best
of films?
Oh
God, I broke her, look at her face.
Oh shit.
I'm glitching.
She's short circuiting right now. Hold on, let me rephrase that so you don't like pass out. Where does this film fit amongst movies that you like? I like it, I'll rewatch Never Again. Where does it fall?
This is definitely at the top of a list, whatever list that is, I don't know.
Oh my God.
It is at the top.
All over the place.
Maybe not the top, but it's up there. I think it's definitely rewatchable.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything I'll watch again soon, but in a couple years, you know, I'm scrolling through TV and TCM has it on, I wouldn't mind stopping and watching it.
I think it's a good, I mean, you're only really going to watch it once and that really solves everything for you. I think like, it's definitely worth watching once.
Yeah, at the very least once.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, if you... I'm interested to see watching movies forward if I recognize, like, oh, that's from that or that's from... You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now that I know the basis of what all that's based
on. I wouldn't mind rewatching this with another film lover for the first time.
Yeah, that'd be a great
idea. If I found someone who appreciated film and they hadn't seen it.
And understood it, yeah.
Sitting down and watching it with them and then having another discussion about, like... how fantastic it is.
Or someone who is like a film professional, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be another great conversation.
Yeah.
Damn. Hit us up.
A film professional? Like us?
No.
Yes.
I think it was really great. I mean, we don't have a rating system, but I give it a yes.
I give it a
yes.
I give it a yay? A holla girl? I don't know.
I give it a
holla girl. Oh my God.
I give it a holla.
Oh my God.
I give it a star.
Is born.
Also, that's going to be on TCM tomorrow or something like that.
What?
Oh, the original one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the original original?
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I do want to go back and watch that.
I recorded it. So.
Oh, yay. Good.
Yay.
So, yeah. Joy, final thoughts? Final thoughts?
This was good.
I am pleased.
It is well. I am... It's acceptable.
It's acceptable. I think we have to call it, guys, or it's just gonna keep
too
going.
Much alcohol.
Thank you for listening
to
our
now.
Movie discussion. Please watch this movie. It's worth your time. Well worth your time.
Also, like, watch this movie and tell us about it.
Yeah,
like,
tweet us.
Yes,
tweet at us. Girl, Instagram boy, us.
Thanks for the rec. Amendation.
What?
I'm gonna go. So
tell Anna to stop, please.
Anna's canceled.
Anna's canceled for the night.
I'm gonna go
to bed.
Hide in a cave. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.